Hello. Hello, everybody. Nice to see you. Thank you for coming. Thanks be to God that we have such a beautiful, beautiful countryside, beautiful sea. Thanks to our ancestors who have given us their thoughts and their way of life in these stones. And so we're very, very happy to be here. And this little song is for everybody. In heaven.
you. You be a wind in heaven blue.
This song, Lenny Kaye and I wrote this song in 1978 in honor of the Hopi Indians. The Hopi Indians in the 19th century, when they were being original Americans, the American Indians were being wiped out by the white man. The Hopi Indians called upon their ancestors in the great ghost dance for their ancestors to come and help them win the battle against the white man. They did not win the physical battle on earth, but the spiritual battle they have won. And it is a beautiful thing to be here amongst these ancient stones, because it's really the living remember. We remember our ancestors, we call upon them. And if we don't know who built the ancient stones, who made these temples, the stones know. So thank you, stones, for remembering the ancestors.
Shake out the like those. We are the tears that fall from your eyes. Lord of thy word and cry of thy cry. We shall live again. We shall live.
Goodbye. The sun goes down. I'm going to read a poem that I wrote for my friend Robert Mapplethorpe. Robert Mapplethorpe was a beautiful artist, and when he died of AIDS in 1989, I wrote this poem for him. Reflecting Robert, blessedness is within us all. It lies upon the long scaffold, patrols the vaporous hall. In our pursuits, though still, we venture forth, hoping to grasp a handful of cloud and return unscathed, cloud in hand. We encounter space, fist, violin, or this, an immaculate face of a boy, somewhat wild, smiling in sun. He raises his hand as if in carefree salute, shading eyes that contain the thread of God. Soon they will gather power, disenchantment. They will reflect enlightenment, agony. They will reveal the process of love. They will, in an hour alone, shed tears. His mouth a circlet, a baptismal font, opening wide as the lips of a damsel, sounding the dizzying extremes, the relativity of vein, the hip of unrest. For the sake of wing, there is shoulder. For symmetry, there is blade. He kneels, humiliates, he pierces her side, offering spleen to the wolves of the forest. He races across the tiles, the human board. Virility, coquetry, all a game well played. Immersed in luminous disgrace, he lifts as a slave, a nymph, a fabulous hood. As a rose, a thief of life, he will parade nude, crowned with leaves, immortal. He will sing of the body, his truth. He will increase the shining neck, pluck airs toward our delight of the waning, the blossoming, the violent charade. But who will sing of him? Who will sing of his blessedness? The blameless eye, the radiant grin. For he, his own messenger, is gone. He has leapt through the Orphic glass to wander eternally in search of perfection. His blue eyes and blue ankles tattooed with stars.
I envisioned.
hiss. Just a shallow spear. Rude and cowardice. Brace yourself for bitter flack, for a life divine. Embrace all that you fear. This joy will conquer all despair. In my oblivion, yeah. In my oblivion, yeah. Mercy, have a human heart, pity a human face, and love the human form, divine peace, the human dress. Mercy, a pity, a peace and love. Mercy shall embrace. It is the mercy.
So Lenny and I were very fortunate to write a little lullaby, a song for the film Noah. And it's a great film, very beautiful, with an important message. And we hope that you see it. And tonight is our world premiere of performing the song. So.
Mercy is as mercy does, wandering the wild. Stars arise, watching you, a breath upon a cloud. Two white horses, two white doves, to carry you away into a land of memory, a land in the sky is high, the earth is green and cool below your feet. So swiftly now, beneath the bough, your father. For thee.
It was my mother who taught me to pray. I can still see myself kneeling before my little bed, made ready for me with such devotion. My mother also made my pajamas, which were somewhat short as my legs were too long, but I was proud of them. She had made them with her own hand. My mother could not sew very well, but each stitch she applied her love. There was a woman, oh, some thousands of years ago. Her husband carved for years. It took him to make one hole in the ancient stone. Every day he would take a small tool and hit against the rock, making a hole so that the light could come through when the solstice came. The woman killed rabbits, and with the skin of the rabbits, she made her husband a coat. She wasn't a very good She wasn't very good at making coats, like my mother. My mother wasn't good at making pajamas, but so much love went into the pajamas that they were like magic. And this man's coat, made of skins of rabbit, made him feel powerful. No other man had a coat such as his. Many rabbits, one after the other, tied with twine. And he would put on his coat of rabbit skins, go to the ancient stone, chip, 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 chip away, until he begot. He became quite old. And one day she said, "Husband, a new coat, only of white rabbit skins. It was white and pure as the snow that never fell. upon the land. He put on the coat, and he felt like a king. And he went to the stone and put his hand through, and it dropped away. The hole was complete, and at that moment, the sun shot through the hole into his face. He saw the light, and his coat seemed to shine like the sun. And all the people fell on their knees. And so began the cult of the rabbit. And that is the secret of the ancient stones. It is the temple of the cult of the rabbit. So when you eat rabbit stew, and when you eat roasted rabbit and fried rabbit, say a prayer. Say prayers of thank you, and remember the woman, like my mother. Not the best sewer, but she made the white rabbit coat that made a man feel like a king. Made of rabbit. This is for Christine.
That just
Supergirl crossover. Sublimation, she to go. So thank you. As you're leaving, we'll do one little thing. So thank you very much for coming. We'll do some music to help you find your way.
Loyalty lives in the heart of a dog. Set all your eggs on the back of a frog. You can lick him twice, he won't lick you. And salivate, salvation's gone so long, so. Come on, people! Tony Shanahan.